In a conversation with a leader recently, I was asking him about the relationship with his team members. And he said, oh, they're good. They're good relationships. And then he said, I mean, I'm not friends with them or anything. And then he kept going, talking about some of the opportunities in the team, some of the dynamics within the team. And I circled back to the, tell me about not being friends with your team. And he very much held this belief that I have to balance personal and professional and can't get too close to them. And when I dug into that, you know, it was all about a concern around being able to hold them accountable when there's a certain level of relationship. And I believe that that way of thinking is very outdated. I mean, if you think about the definition of friend, there's trust. There's mutual respect and understanding. There's a lot of care there. And I want all of those things in my relationship with my friend, with my direct reports, with my team. I would say, like, I'm not only friends with my team members, I genuinely love my team members. I care personally about each of them. And because I care personally about each of them, I'm brutally honest with them. I'm brutally honest in a respectful way that meets them where they are based on our relationship. But gosh, we have lots of candor and challenging conversations, and we give each other focused feedback because we care so much. Dare I say, because we are friends. So I like challenging this old idea that we can't be friends with our team members. Now, I think you got to check your definition of friend. You know, I'm not sharing things with team members that they don't need to know. I'm not diving in really deep to the personal challenges they have in their life. If they bring them to me, I'll talk to them about those things, of course, but I'm always asking about what's happening in their life because I care about them. You know, it's about building a relationship in an environment where there's trust and connection. And that's the kind of relationship that friends have. That's also the kind of relationship I want with my team. So let me know what you think about this. I'm curious about this idea. Share on LinkedIn or feel free to direct message me at Andrea@HRDleadership.com. Are you friends with your team? And here's to reflecting on the relationship that you have with them, the level of trust and connection and transparency. What a great way to take care of the people that you serve.